And welcome back to Cinema Vino. It's going to be a special side mini episode talking about Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It's your boy.
Yeah. Your episode boy. 4 on Disney Plus.
Obi.
We got Sean Jordan.
Hi.
And Taylor Owens.
That's me.
And Barabbas Tud.
It's your boy.
I came in too early.
You did, as you do.
That needs to be a soundbite.
Yeah.
That's your boy.
That's going to be my text tone whenever you text me. So we're going to talk about it. This episode premiered today. And we're going to do a recap and review of the episode. So, spoilers are everywhere. So, beware.
They're here.
Yeah. So, quick recap. So, this episode takes place immediately after the last episode where Obi-Wan is flambéed by the hands of Darth Vader.
And, like a sear.
Yeah. Right? He is pan-seared. Yeah. He's crunchy on the outside.
Yeah.
And he is rescued by Ilyara Sand. I don't know what her name is in this, but... She rescues him and takes him to the Bacta tanks.
The voyage that her hairstyle goes through from start to finish is really impressive.
And it's going
to
be a good word use, arduous. It's an arduous journey.
She has the most beautiful like body of hair. And then when she's in officer, she's like, it's tight. It's a tight bun. And I don't know what mousse she uses, but as soon as they get back in that ship, it is
boom.
Yeah.
Bountiful.
Yeah. So, Obi-Wan goes to the Bacta tanks, gets somewhat healed. I thought for a second I had bad flashbacks to Obi-Wan. I thought we might do a whole episode in the Bacta tank where he's like locked in there.
Oh, God.
And we're flashing back. Yeah. It's like, oh God. You know, we're gonna have an adventure with the Sand People. And it's like, and then the Mandalorian's going to show up. And it's going to be like two episodes in the Mandalorian, which would be awesome.
That would have helped this fucking episode.
Yeah. It's like, it would have been awesome if it's all of a sudden, it's like the Mandalorian shows up in his back to tank vision and then goes to find Baby Yoda. It's like...
Mando would have pulled off this heist flawlessly.
Yes.
Agreed. So...
Her name was Tala in the episode.
Tala, that's right. And so...
Tala.
Basically, once Obi-Wan comes to, he realizes Leia's gone. It's a big rescue operation. They go to this... fortress where the third sister had
really low effort to figure out where the fortress was.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot of low effort situations. It's like Ice Cube's son, you know, O'Shea Jackson Jr. It's like, you know, at first, like, get out of here, get off this, you know, leave this planet right away. And then within about, I'd say a minute and a half, it's like, just I'll help you.
Hey,
what do you need?
Yeah, listen, but what if you did help me?
Yeah, no, I mean, just like the one question is, hold on, you don't want to help me? Don't you have a dead wife? I'm like, I did. I'll help you. Like, that was it. Like, it was the turnaround time was zilch.
Oh, it was way too quick. Yeah. So it's like, I do know what do you think? Like, you don't know what the Empire can do. And he's like, I know exactly what the Empire can do. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
They cut corners. Like, it just felt like they cut a lot of corners to get to, like, that beat that they wanted to get to.
It reminded me a little bit of Rise of Skywalker, where it's like, what's his name? Poe Dameron's on the planet. And it's like,
somehow Emperor Palpatine is back.
Well, and it's like he meets up with what's her name from Felicity. And, you know, at first she's like, same thing, got a gun to his head. Oh, you know, get out of here. You're a smuggler. You're trash. You abandoned us. And then within 2-3 minutes, it's like she's giving him, like, you know, information and stuff he needs. And here's the medallion you're looking for. And it's like, that was awfully quick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I believe in film school they would say that's not earned. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing earned in that.
No.
Like that setup scene.
Yeah.
They were just trying to fast forward the episode as much as they could to get to the heist.
There was a lot of that in this episode where it's like, man, we were barreling through stuff that should take a while.
And does anybody remember Wade from that? Like, Wade, RIP, dies at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember his setup or what he looked like as a character.
Yeah.
Also, good old Ilaria Sand, Tala, in this, whenever they get back and Wade's friend, love interest, whatever she was like super sad, and they're like, where's Wade? And she just did whatever. Tala's like, well, guess you're soldiers now. Like, I would have turned around and punched her in the face.
Yeah,
that was
like, my homeboy just died saving you guys,
and
you
get to do a little flipping. Gave her a little, like,
what she would have been doing it with, like, several less teeth and a bloody nose. It should have been.
So, yeah, this is basically a big rescue operation heist, slash Obi-Wan trying to, rediscover his force powers. Also centering on third sister's attempt to, you know, win favor and become the high, like, Inquisitor, Grand Inquisitor, whatever. And so, you know, you see a little bit of Leia's power resisting her, you know, attempts to, like, pr- probe her mind or whatever, do the Charles Xavier thing with her.
Kylo Ren.
Yeah, Kylo Ren, which was, I think, the first time we saw that power anywhere was in The Force Awakens. And then, yeah, you see a little bit of Obi-Wan's lightsaber Jedi skills. He kills, like, a, you know, probe droid or whatever. But, yeah, pretty quick.
It's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he pretty much just got some blaster practice in.
Mm-hmm. Pretty quick episode, I thought. Kind of a filler episode, a little bit.
Yeah, this was expose.
It was advanced the plot.
Lost. Yeah, it was Nick and Paolo.
God. What
was
it? Do you mean exposition?
No. There's an episode of Lost with the two Brazilian characters where it's like they had never been in anything up until then. They showed up in this one episode. It's like, who the fuck are these people? Because it's like 20 people on the island that you're following. It's these two rando Brazilians who were like involved in some kind of a diamond thing.
Yeah, heist, yeah.
And she was on a TV show, Billy Dee Williams, and her big catchphrase was like, razzle dazzle.
Yep.
So it sucked. It was like, what the hell is wrong with these writers?
I guess they had wrote that episode, or they had wrote the characters into Lost, and they were going to have a storyline with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone just were like, who in the fuck are these characters? And they're like, well, I guess we got to kill them off. Yeah. They just made an episode, and it was never spoke of again.
Yeah.
And it was like the biggest filler episode. It was kind of a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it.
No, yeah. It's like, but it was just like, it made no sense to the storyline at
anything,
all. Yeah. It was like, well, here's just 40 minutes of TV.
Yeah, I didn't like, they kept, you know, introducing new characters and then immediately, Justice for Art, that got killed at BlackRock, trying to mess with the dynamite. Anyway.
Oh, anyway, we're very,
Can we
tune into our Lost podcast?
Talk about him smuggling Leia under a trench coat? like, just like a big old...
That was a Huey, Dewey, and Louie move right there. Where it's God. Like, that's obviously three ducks in a trench coat.
All right, Leia, I'm going to put you on my shoulders, and we're going to put the trench coat over you, and then I'm going to do the walking, and you just pretend to be an officer.
I know stormtroopers are stupid, but they're not that stupid.
I'm that stupid.
I'm going to say something. When I turned this on this morning, and I saw the tagline, part four... I literally LOL'd because the line was, Obi-Wan plots a mission. And I don't know why I found that so fucking funny. Yeah. I was like, wow, really real on this one, aren't we, boys? And it was like, Obi-Wan plots a mission. I'm like, what in the fuck? And
that's like a tagline that's on like a kid's TV show. Like,
oh, yeah. If this was any other series after this episode, I might be tying a bow on it. Yeah. But because it's fucking Star Wars, I'll watch it.
And there's only six episodes.
Yeah, it's like, if this was any other series, I'd be like, this is no for me, dog. So I was like, I'm going to wait until it all comes out, and then I'll rewatch it. But because this episode made me sad.
Yeah.
It made me sad.
You only keep watching because Vader had one line.
Yes.
Yeah. You're like, oh, Vader's going to show up. Sweet.
Yeah.
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 That's kind of how I was with Moon Knight. I kind of lost all momentum about four episodes into Moon Knight.
Honestly, and we never really did our Moon Knight podcast, but
it's just not doing it for me.
No.
I
watched it to watch it.
I love Oscar Isaac.
No. And I love Moon Knight.
Ethan Hawke's done some great movies, too. I mean, he's done a lot of off-the-beaten-path movies that are really good.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I'm a big fan of him.
Yeah, that series definitely lost momentum, even though it was very short.
Yeah.
This seemed like, having watched all of the Clone Wars animated and Rebels. This just seemed like a bad episode of one of those.
Yeah, it seemed like a bad batch episode.
Like on the last one, I'm like, man, I've seen so many of these chases through these like sandy building, you know, cityscapes. Like, this is taking too long. The another part that was taking too long was like, oh no, the glass is cracked and the ocean's going
to
get in.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit here. I'm going
to
use my
stormtroopers are trying to get through. They're almost through.
We've already seen people use the force to hold stuff back. We don't have to be like, look at this. Isn't it cool? I'm going to hold it back for as long as oh God, here it comes. They're going to shoot. Like, Blue I hope this is only one season. I really hope it's
yes.
only
There's no way that this gets a season.
There's no need for any.
Yeah.
There wasn't any need for this, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could have been great, but it's
kind of like Morbius. I think Obi-Wan got memed into reality.
Yeah.
Like, everyone memes Obi-Wan, and Ewan McGregor is a great actor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I love him in the part.
They wanted to see Ewan McGregor come back and, like, reprise his role, but we don't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far, four episodes in, I could have done without this show.
He's got a delicious-looking beard, and I would lick his beard.
His hair when he was, like, swimming. I don't know why this is becoming a hair podcast, but it was flowing.
Yeah,
he was looking
flowing.
Good. He was looking good.
Luscious, lovely locks.
Something 3/4 of this table does not have.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I'm envious.
We all are
talking shit about Taylor. He's right here.
Travis, you gotta grow your hair back out.
Okay. this is something friends I do with air quotes. Just don't have your best interests at heart, and that's Taylor to a T. Also, if you have any misfortune in your life, you will laugh uncontrollably.
But it's because I care.
That's mm-hmm. true.
Yeah.
Real quick, we'll talk about the wine we're drinking.
Yeah.
We're still doing our wedding series, so this kind of ties into that and Star Wars, because it's going to be hard to pair some wines with, you know, Tatooine and Star Wars. I picked a couple of personal wines. I mean, we're talking about weddings, so wines that factor into, you know, my marriage and my wife and our relationship. We went to Reventos.
How's that going?
Oh, it's, you know.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. And she will listen to this and probably have me on the couch for about 2 weeks. So,
sexy.
Mm-hmm. Reventos, we went to, we've drank the Brut before on the podcast. We've never done the Rosé, but we went to Reventos in Spain for our honeymoon. We went to San Sidorni and toured the winery there. So, really nice people, beautiful area. So, you know, it was a great spot, and they were nice enough to like let us taste all their stuff. Yep. It's really cool that their wine like cellar room is not crazy big, and it's just weird to think that some of that ends up in Oklahoma, you know, in the store where we used to work. You know, it's like, that's crazy that it ends up on our wine rack in that pretty small room. You know, that's weird that it travels that far. So yeah, that, and it's a great like Brut Rosé. If you're looking for something in the mid-20s, you know, and not just for weddings, but I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes with weddings, engagement parties, rehearsal dinners, you know, couple showers. If you're looking for something to toast with at that, that's not dirt cheap, bubbly, this would be a good middle ground.
And again, the color of Diet Cherry 7-Up, and just lovely.
Dances yeah.
on the top.
Caffeine free.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Exactly.
But it's not too dry. It's got like a nice flavor to it.
Yeah.
Coats the tongue.
Yeah.
Tannins and grass clippings.
Yeah. The stone fruit.
Well, what's weird is that when we were there, we took a tour like in the Jurassic Park, like Land Rovers, old beat up Land Rovers, and drove around there. And the guy showed us like anise, which is like a
he showed star. You his anise?
Yeah. Isn't that a starseed?
It was a special tour indeed. But it's like the kind of flowery, like, you know.
Yeah, like star anise.
Star anise.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anal.
Yeah. And so.
Chocolate starfish.
And so we got to smell
hot dog that. Flavored water.
We are not hot mature dog. Enough to talk about anise.
We got to smell that and kind of experience that. It was like, that's what this wine kind of tastes like. All their stuff, it kind of had that kind of limestone, you know, anise type flavor to it. So being there, it's like you can really get a sense of what the wine's supposed to taste like from the, you know, the fancy words terroir. Terroir.
If I can terroir.
Say terroir.
Terroir. I can't say it.
T-E-R-R-O-I-T. Look it up at home.
That's not correct.
I don't think that's right at all.
No, no.
Like, yeah.
That's terror.
No.
Yeah.
If this was a spelling bee, you just got eliminated. I believe it's T-E-R-R-O-I-R.
I-O-I-R. I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't spell for sure.
Yeah,
shit.
Can I have the country of origin, please? But yeah, it is quite good.
Oh. O-I-R. Okay. I thought I had one of those fancy, like...
Silent T's.
Yeah. Silent T's at the end.
It's not that French.
Trav's a little rusty on his French, so we'll...
Oui.
We'll... you speak French.
Oui.
But yeah, it's a great wine, and it is fairly widely available, so look out for Reventos. The other wine we're going to do is the Raptor Ridge Pinot Noir, which we went there for her birthday 1 year. We went to Oregon Wine Country, and we toured Raptor Ridge, so it was good stuff. So they make really good wines.
Oregon.
Yeah. So we did a couple of wines that are personal for me and my marriage. But yeah, so what would you give this series so far? Scale of 1 to 10, real quick, like up to now.
5.5. Last episode
I have 5 that. In my mind. I was like 5 right now, and like you have 2 episodes to redeem yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I had 6.5
until because, this last one.
Yeah,
yes,
because of Vader, and I'm like, yeah, all right, but there's just too many things bogging it down for me that I'm just, you know, I've seen a lightsaber, I've seen somebody like squint while like lifting their arm in the air pretending to use force power. Like, I don't know.
No.
Yeah, the production value is always going to be good. It's Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's going to have the budget. If your John writing Williams. Doesn't make it to the table and it's just subpar, you're not going to get above a 6.
Yeah.
Like, this is a 5.5 right now.
And the one thing that got me about this episode was, like, they've established, like, Obi-Wan's really struggling with his force powers. Like, he struggles to levitate Leia.
And they
he's
haven't...
moving, like, stuff a little bit on the table.
Yeah.
And then he's, like, holding a wall of water all of a sudden in the next scene that probably weighs, like, thousands of pounds.
Well, and it felt like he was trying to, like, get back into the groove of things. Like, when he was doing dodging blasters and stuff, he was kind of getting back into it and feeling himself again. And I think this is him kind of reassociating himself. But we don't see, like... Are we going to see, like, a big breakthrough where all of a sudden he has to, like, save Leia and lift a ship off of her? Like, it's got to be something stupid.
Yeah. I do love seeing a, like, a Jedi just use a fucking blaster every once in a while. Like, a lightsaber is not going to work in every scenario. Like, I never knew why, like, you know, Luke was like, okay, I'm a Jedi now. I'm never going to pick up the blaster again. I'm just going to do this all the time. Like, it doesn't.
Well, because Obi-Wan shit talks about it in the first movie. Well, there's just oh, a weapon for a more sophisticated age.
Like, they don't have that great of a range.
But, you know, Luke kind of hears both sides of the equation, where he hears Obi-Wan say that, but then Han Solo is like, you know, there's no substitute for a good blaster.
Yes. Yeah.
So he really, he gets both, you know, devil and the angel when it comes to blasters. So, Sean, you were saying?
5.5.
Yeah.
It's right there.
I'm about a 5. So real, I'm on the fence big time. So I may fall off the fence in the next episode.
Again, if it wasn't Star Wars, I probably would not watch the next two.
Yeah.
I just, like, you know, I'll just wait a couple weeks and catch up with it.
Yeah. We already had the Vader-Obi-Wan fight in episode 3. Like, if that's not going to happen again this series, like, you already shot your wad, man.
Yeah.
I'm completed.
That makes me sad.
Yeah. And then, I 1,000%, I'm like, Leia and Obi-Wan are sitting there, like, holding hands after the scene. They're like, we've been through some shit, but we're back together now. Like, there's no way. There's that the Christopher Reeve Superman, where in the, Superman 2, Lois finds out who he is, and Superman pulls some power out of his ass, where he's just like, oh, you can forget all about me being Clark Kent. I feel like that might be the big thing that Obi-Wan does at the end. It's like, well, I'm going to have to mind wipe you, or, like, mind wipe me from your memory. You'll think it's somebody that you saved you, but, you know.
Was it Harry Potter where they obliviate, like, the wand and pull out the
They'll have to do something to kind of, like, tie a bow on the continuity of her coming back as an adult and being like, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope.
Which is just, you know, another lazy piece of writing, because they, you know, we already know that they're painted themselves into a corner doing a prequel where we know certain characters live and how they interact later. Like, that's
mistakes.
I agree.
You need to have done a better job writing when you don't have the stakes of, like, mortality to play on.
Are Filoni and Favreau not involved in this series at all?
Mm-mm.
It shows.
Ooh, spicy.
Yeah.
What is her name? It's something.
We'll have to look this up.
Chow.
Deborah Chow.
Deborah Chow.
I think it's Deborah Chow. Yeah. I keep coming back to Better Call Saul, which to me is the exception to the rule with prequels, because obviously if you've seen Breaking Bad, you'll know that, you know, obviously Saul Goodman survives, and what's his name? Mike Ehrmantraut survives, the bald guy. And there's a few other characters that are in Breaking Bad, so you know they make it, but they introduce just enough really strong characters in there, and you don't know that. You know, they're in the last season right now, and it's like we were talking the other day. It's like, we don't know of these characters that we like or, like, that we care about, who's going to live, you know? And it's like, obviously, you don't see them in the TV show, so something happens to them.
Yeah.
Good chance they're dead or in jail. So there's a lot of interest in that. So, yeah, there are stakes in all of those episodes, and they've even started killing off some of those people in this final season. So,
shit.
Yeah. So it's good stuff.
Yeah. I'll be curious to see if they kind of wrap up. I mean, they only have 2 episodes left, and they have a lot of, like, runway to work with, but are they going to start kind of building the foundation of the rebellion? I mean, it feels like they're kind of building to that, but at the same time,
they might blow us away. You never know.
They do that all the time. Like, in every little, like, one of these things they've done, they're like, oh, this is the spark that led the rebellion.
The rebellion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've done that so many times.
Yeah, Rogue One was
tired of that
heavy
shit.
With that.
Yeah.
Also, last thing I almost forgot bringing it up, when Tala goes in and she's pretending to, you know, she's in her commander garb or whatever, and she gets stopped and has to talk to her.
Yeah, we did shit talk that.
She goes, hey, the Grand Inquisitor, I'm going to bring this up to the Grand Inquisitor. Grand Inquisitor died like 3 episodes ago.
I think he's in a backpack.
I thought that guy was going to 100% be like, oh, yes, we'll let you right through. And then it was like, get her. And, you know, soon I was like, oh, she's fucked right there.
Once again, another example of her having just, like, no effort to sneak in. She's just like, I am your commanding officer. And he's
just
like,
a bluff.
Oh, sure. Yeah. All right.
Well, the one episode that they could have walked around those lasers, they destroyed the lasers and walked through instead. So that was some effort to do that. Jeez. Yeah, they could have walked around the roadblock. So,
also, last thing from me. After last week's podcast, I got home, hopped out of my car, twisted my knee or some shit. I need a goddamn Bactic tank.
Yeah.
I would spend all my time in that.
You want a Bactic tank? And yes. Just like,
I think that's kind of just a hot tub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's called a jacuzzi.
I thought they had like special fancy nutrients that could literally regenerate you.
Yeah. The, the Bactic tank is just a big tube with Epsom salts.
Epsom salts. Oh. Yeah.
E. coli.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apple cider vinegar.
Yeah. You get some Calgon and in a big tube, that's a Bactic tank.
Get some tank paint.
Yeah.
A little vinegar and baking soda.
Yeah. Then get those stains right out.
All right. I'll fix my knee.
OxyClean.
Bath salts.
Mm-hmm.
Your anise will be shinier than ever.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Star anise. Chocolate star anise.
This has been another episode of Cinema. and we thank you guys very much. This is episode 4, Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney Plus.
Woof, woof.
So... let us know what you guys think. CinemaVino podcast at Instagram or at CinemaVino on Facebook. So let us know. Give us your opinions. But we will see you guys next time.
Soon.
Very soon.
May the Force be with you.
You can listen, rate, and subscribe to CinemaVino on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you choose to get your podcast. Our website is cinemavino.net, and reviews of these movies can be found at ToddWoffordMovies.com.